Now, for the best and worst of one of the world's premier film festivals. The Cannes Film Festival kicked off Wednesday, and already the Côte d'Azur is abuzz with news of this year's surprises and disappointments. The festival is a sometimes strange mix of big Hollywood films screened out of competition, and usually more interesting films by a global cast of auteurs screened in competition. Steve Zajcik of the Los Angeles Times is there, and he joins us now. And let's talk about the American entries first. One or two big films from familiar names, but surprisingly few Hollywood movies this year, no?
You know, that's been a trend, Robert, that everyone's kind of been talking about here in Cannes, that sort of shift away from Hollywood filmmakers and big Hollywood films in general, and everyone sort of has a theory as to why that is. But I think, you know, the simplest one is that most of the films that Hollywood is cranking out these days are these big-budget sort of action spectacles, and those are the kinds of films that, you know, the Cannes Film Festival and any sort of auteur-driven film festival tends not to like. Now, every once in a while, they'll sort of make an exception and go with a film like Up, as they did last year, which is a kind of a, you know, a 3D film, an animated movie that did quite a bit of box office and had sort of the spectacle element to it, and you had a spectacle inside the theater, inside the Palais here, with everyone donning their tuxedos and their 3D glasses. But by and large, the festival likes to stay away from that. So what we have is just a pretty small kind of scattered number of Hollywood films. The movie Robin Hood, which of course opens this weekend in the United States with Russell Crowe and Cate Blanchett, that was here that opened the festival. Kind of went over lukewarm. Next week, Woody Allen, who's not obviously a big-budget Hollywood filmmaker, but certainly a well-known U.S. director, he brings his new film here. But for the most part, it's mostly a foreign affair.
Yeah, but I understand there is one American film in competition this year, only one, from the director of Swingers and The Bourne Identity.
Yes, that's right. Doug Liman, who's not only never been to Cannes, but never been to a film festival before, as he said, kind of with a mixture of humility and pride, I think, the other day. He brings a movie called Fair Game here, which is kind of, it hits all the sort of right bases for what the Cannes Film Festival likes. It's got Sean Penn and Naomi Watts. It's a movie based on the story of Joe Wilson and Valerie Plame, of course, the diplomat and outed CIA agent, as we'll all remember from the George W. Bush days. And that's a movie that kind of is a bit of a shift for Doug Liman, but it's not such a shift for the Cannes Film Festival because they tend to like these big, socially important political films. So while it does come from, you know, somewhat well-known American names, it was made outside the studio system, it was independently financed, and it has a kind of seriousness of purpose that I think distinguishes it from some of the other films. There's one other serious film I should mention here that does have a pretty good, a pretty strong Hollywood pedigree, Wall Street 2, or Wall Street Money Never Sleeps, the Oliver Stone follow-up to his sort of classic and iconic 80s movie about the excesses of Wall Street. Shia LaBeouf, Carey Mulligan, Michael Douglas, of course, reprising his role, all are here in Cannes. In fact, the premiere is going on Friday night, and there was a big press conference today. So there was a little bit of Hollywood glamour amidst kind of all the serious talk about politics and financial oversight.
Well, Steve, what else is something there that you've either enjoyed seeing or excited about seeing?
Well, you know, one of the things, Robert, about the Cannes Film Festival is that it's never the films going in that you think are going to be the most exciting that prove to be just that. For example, you know, there have been over the last few years a number of films from this sort of what's called the Romanian New Wave. You know, they kind of came in and won the Palme d'Or with a movie called 4 months, 3 weeks, and 2 days a few years ago. I've had some other big movies. This year there's one film from that country that I've seen already called Tuesday After Christmas, a kind of a small marital drama that ended up being more authentic, persuasive, and in some ways suspenseful than almost anything Hollywood turns out. So a lot of times it is about the small discoveries. These films may not necessarily make it across the pond, but they're still worth seeing. One other film I should mention, as long as we're on the subject of sort of, you know, big event obscurities, which is exactly what this is, a movie called Carlos, about Carlos the Jackal. That's going to be a big event here, movie about the famous assassin, and that movie will actually make it across the pond in the fall. So you've got some of these exciting movies, even if they're not exactly big Hollywood movies.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Robert. It was great being here.
That's Steve Zajcik of the Los Angeles Times speaking to us from the Cannes Film Festival in France.